God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Happiness is a feeling. It comes and it goes. But joy comes with understanding, and when we understand that joy can never be taken away. I do know, I have never delivered a message like this before. It truly is a message by the Word of God. I don't know that I've ever heard a message on the joy of faith. Now, I often have described the trouble in this life as a result of our faith in Christ Jesus. He himself said, you know, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage, for I have overcome the world. But I've never spoken of the joy of faith. This message mainly comes from the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians. 6 times in this letter, he uses the word joy, and 8 times, he uses the word rejoice. Now, to give you some context of this letter, Paul is writing as he is imprisoned in Rome. And he's writing to Christians in Macedonia, particularly in Philippi, where his ministry started being imprisoned in the darkest part of the prison, wherein at midnight he said with Silas, let's give praise to God. Having been beaten and thrown into the darkest chambers of that prison, Paul says, let's praise the Lord. Now, I got to tell you, I'm speaking to myself first today. And I hope that this message will be heard by all those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. This letter is being generated by the Philippian church sending a gift, money, to Paul. They had not seen Paul for 11 years, but that which he delivered way back then to the Philippians had stayed with them. And Paul says in the 4th verse, He says, always and every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. He goes on to say in the 25th verse, he says, having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance, your increase, if you will, and joy of faith. For your furtherance, that your rejoicing may be abundant in Jesus Christ, for me, by my coming to you again. Paul had this hope that in the flesh, God was going to deliver him out of this prison and that he would see these giving Christians again. Don, you've talked a couple times now about giving. Well, you know, go read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, because there Paul talks of these Philippian Macedonian Christians. This is not, the message is not one of giving. However, I would say, if you're a Christian, as defined in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, you will be a giver. Part of this joy that I want to express today is to those of you who in January remembered first fruits and all the promises that go along with them. With joy, I make that request to God for you. Joy comes with understanding. And once you understand, once you have that understanding of joy, it cannot be taken away regardless of the circumstance. There are, and I give testimony to that, in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus says, because he just told them he's going away, he says, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. He says in just two verses later, in verse 24, he says, hitherto, that is, since then, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. In the Romans letter, 14th chapter, 17th verse, listen to this. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, and I may add that from God, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the purpose of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit, which is promised to the ones faithing, that's the good news of the gospel, is to testify of Jesus and bring understanding. In the 15th chapter of Romans, 13th verse, it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in faithing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So, remember the context. Paul was in prison writing this letter. So this last week, I think the last couple of weeks, I may have mentioned something about my health. I had to do an MRI about a week and a half ago. It took like 6 days for me to hear about the results of the MRI. You know, it was written in a medical language that I didn't understand. I went to my chiropractor, who is extremely knowledgeable, and, you know, having read the report, he said, "Well, it's pretty generic. I'd really have to see the pictures itself, and hopefully today a picture of joy may be made manifest." But, you know, he went into his file cabinets and he pulled out this rendering of an old, decrepit spine. And he says, "This is what your spine looks like." And I'm telling you, it wasn't a very pretty picture. And, you know, when I first gotten the news of this MRI, I was told, "Well, you know, you're going to need to go see a specialist." And, you know, at first, the, you know, my response was, oh, Lord. But as I thought, a note of joy came upon me. For Lord, help me to explain this. For the reality of God's word, wherein he gives me hope every day, because of his promises, because through his word I have learned his faithfulness, and there is a note through understanding of joy. You know, I don't know, perhaps, the tribulation, the trouble you may be having, but that news at first was somewhat devastating, but ever since, there has been a tremendous joy in my life through God in Christ Jesus. That's where he's placed me. And there is that understanding that there is nothing, not old decrepit backs, not empty pockets, not trouble at work, not trouble at home, that there is not a thing that shall separate us from the love of God our Father, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The joy of faith. Now, I don't know how long this message is going to be. It's going to be long enough, hopefully, that understanding will come to the hearers of this message, to those to whom God has given an ear. Paul tells us, you know, we just read peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And with all joy and peace in faithing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This is part and parcel of that which Paul, in the fifth chapter of the Epistle of Galatians, tells us is the fruit of the Spirit. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You know, first, part of this fruit basket, and it's not different fruits, it says the fruit. A basket, if you will. Love is the first. Agapao is the Greek. And it means not willing to live without the object to whom the love is being expressed. And we know through the Ephesian letter that God chose us for himself in Christ before the foundations of the world. And he's not willing to live without his choice. And then the next description of this fruit of the Spirit is joy. And it's a calm delight. It's the joy of faith. What is faith? Faith is grabbing hold of the promises of God. And the Corinthian letter tells us, 2 Corinthians, that all the promises of God are in him, that is, in Christ, and all are amen, that is, no doubt, in him, in Christ, where God, for faith, for the exercise of the gift of grace, of faith through his grace, unmerited favor, God has given us his Spirit. And part of that Spirit is love and joy. It's a calm delight. It is not dependent on circumstance, save the circumstance of, through God's grace, through His choosing for Himself, being in Christ Jesus. Peace! Irene is the word. It means to set at one again. That which separated man from God has been settled, and we are restored again to God's original purposes, that we may live eternally with Him. It says, long-suffering. A synonym for long-suffering would be fortitude. And fortitude is a consistency of mind not discouraged in adversity. For a moment, there was discouragement with me in thinking all the different ramifications of this situation with my back, but thank God, it was just for a moment. Not being discouraged in adversity. Gentleness, useful. Well, I hope that this message today will be useful to you all in your journey of faith and of understanding of the joy of faith. Goodness? Well, any good that I might have in me is by the grace of God and the indwelling of His Spirit in me. Faith! Grabbing hold, holding on to the promises of God in spite of circumstance. God's word is more real. It made everything out of nothing. And that word, the creative agency, Hebrews tells us in the first chapter, was Jesus. Therefore, His word is more real, and we have the opportunity to grab hold, which is called faith, of God's promises, which gives us the hope, and that hope maketh not ashamed. We pray, Your will be done. This can only be from God's grace, because being a man, I want what I want. Being men, you want what you want, or women, you want what you want. But we come to recognize our which art in heaven. And we do earnestly, sincerely, no ulterior motives, we say, thy will be done. But we say it with hope for all his promises to his children through the adoption of Jesus Christ. Meekness. We do this again with humility, wherein we don't say, my will be done. We say, not my will, but your will be done. And temperance. You know, my first reaction, maybe I lost a little self-control, but through the joy of faith, self-control has been regained. The fruit of the Spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit of God, given to the ones faithing in Him. Paul says, second chapter of Philippians, if there be any consolation in Christ, and there is, and if any comfort of love, and if any fellowship of the Spirit, that is that word koinonia, that is held in common with the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, that is, that which comes from the heart. If any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, back again to humility. Let each esteem other better than themselves. He talks of, in the 17th verse, of perhaps his demise. He says, yet if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. God is in control. He says in the first verse of the fourth chapter, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. He says, speaking of the gospel, but the other of love. He's happy that Christ is preached. Some preach Christ of strife, others He's happy that Christ is preached. He says, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel, of the good news of God, of the God spiel. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth or in reality, Christ is preached, and therein I do rejoice and will rejoice. He says in the second chapter, 13th verse, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God is looking for faithers. Do all things without murmurings or disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse world, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. He talks about sending Epaphroditus to them. Who was willing to risk his life. He was nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be less sorrowful. Paul, the preacher, he says, finally, my brethren, well, he's got two more full chapters going on. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things indeed to you. Excuse me. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it's safe. And he goes on in this third chapter and gives the heart of the gospel. He's talking about himself, circumcised on the eighth day, the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. Whoa! But what things he says were gain to me, those I counted as loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. How many of you know what dung means? It means I count them as shit, that stuff you flush down the toilet. That I may win Christ. I said that just to let you know I ain't in heaven yet. That I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. This should bring joy, the promise of God and the gift of his righteousness to us by faith. Finally, Paul says in the fourth verse of the fourth chapter, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your willingness to not have everything this life has to offer be known. The Lord is at hand. We are looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maranatha is the word in the Greek. The Lord is at hand. We don't have to go up and bring him down. We don't have to go down and bring him up. The Lord is near you. With the heart we faith, with the mouth we make declaration unto salvation, unto eternal life, wherein we shall rule and reign in and with Christ Jesus throughout eternity. It says, sixth verse, be careful for nothing. Be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Things by prayer. Praise is the word here. We say in that Lord's, that which is called the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be your name. We praise God, and with humility make our requests and do it with thanksgiving, like David in Psalm 34, wherein he puts the future in the past tense, wherein it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about all those that fear him, that revere him, and delivereth them all. Paul thought he was going back, getting out of prison, going back and seeing these Philippians. He had this hope. He had this faith. Did it happen? No, it didn't, but I guarantee Paul is joined together with those giving Christians of Philippi in heaven for eternity. We praise with humility. We make our requests known with thanksgiving. We make these known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep. This word keep has the sense of garrisoning, of a garrison around you. Will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He says, those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I'll leave you with this note. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, King James says, therewith to be content. Cross out the therewith. It's added by the translators. It has you supposedly being content with your state, with the state you find yourself in. No! Whatever state I am, to be content. This word in the Greek, pardon me, it's autarkasi. It means self-sufficient, contented, satisfied, independent. It's a cognate of the word contentment. Properly self-sufficient, content in the sense of being satisfied because living in God's content, this inward sufficiency is as valid in low times, suffering, as in high times, temporal prosperity. The word is only used once in the New Testament. It refers to positive self-sufficiency, inward adequacy, and that comes through the indwelling of the power of Christ. It comes from autos, self, and archaean, sufficient, meaning self-sufficiency, which is entirely God-produced. The joy. That it may be with you all. And that's the God School for today.